On March 13th, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill that could lead to a TikTok ban. The Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act, which, quote, prohibits distributing, maintaining, or providing internet hosting services for a foreign adversary-controlled application, was passed with strong bipartisan support, only receiving 65 votes against the ban, while 352 votes were in favor. If it passes the Senate, it will effectively ban TikTok unless it is sold to a U.S.-owned company. Although the idea of a TikTok ban has surfaced many times now, the app now faces real worry that it will be banned from its largest market, one with over 150 million users, 45% of the United States population. Many SPA students have strong opinions about this highly controversial topic. Sophomores Annalise Atkinson, Hazel McCarthy, and Evan Morris share their thoughts. Here's Annalise Atkinson.
What are your thoughts on the proposed TikTok ban?
So I am against it because I really enjoy TikTok, and it's a great way for me to, like, kind of, like, see what other people are doing around the world, or, like, see other things, like, and it's just, like, a really good, like, time waster and a way for me to, like, connect with, like, other people, but, like, without ever, like, talking with them. It's, like, when I'm really tired after, like, a long day or a lot of, like, homework, I'll use it as a way to kind of, like, relax and wind down, and just as, like, sort of a calming, like, thing, I guess.
Hazel McCarthy appreciates TikTok for similar reasons.
That, like, it's a good place for people to share their creativity, and it's a good way to, like, relax. Like, I use it just to relax in my house. And I think a lot of people get, like, find good interests on it and, like, can share their perspectives.
Do you think TikTok has, like, a lot of power to influence?
Yeah, definitely. I think people can get influenced really easily, especially if they, like, see a bunch of other people, like, their age or, yeah, like, their age trying to do specific things.
And do you think that could be, like, a potential negative side of it, or, like, reason to try and, like, regulate it somehow?
Yeah, probably. I think that the power to, like, influence younger people is really strong, especially when people who are, like, in middle school use TikTok and they're in that, like, awkward stage where they really want to, like, fit in. And, like, seeing a bunch of older people on TikTok, they'll start to, like, act older, and, like, I think that's a problem. Yeah, I think that if you're focusing on that part of TikTok, you should also focus on that part of, like, Instagram and Snapchat, because those are both very much like TikTok in that same, like, power to influence. And so if you're thinking about banning TikTok, then you should think about banning, like, other things too.
For many people, this distinction between TikTok and other social media apps has become confusing, and they wonder, is TikTok really so different? Another thing that has many confused are the representatives and senators who are on TikTok themselves.
Yeah, there are definitely, like, a lot of political figures on TikTok, and it's a way for them to, like, campaign, but then they're also campaigning against TikTok on TikTok, and it's really contradictory, and I definitely agree with, like, that.
Evan Morris has a more critical view of TikTok. Here's Morris.
So obviously this has happened before. Do you think do you think anything's going to happen?
I think that it could. What happened in 2020, I think it was mixed up in a lot of our other, like, socio-political, like, factors, and I think that's kind of we seeing that mirrored today. But at the same time, I'm not entirely sure. I didn't, like, in 2020, which I think was when the last one happened, I didn't see, like, as much lenience toward the passing of a bill to ban it. And at least now it seems like almost everyone's for this, that's, like, in the House of Representatives and stuff like that. So I definitely think it could happen, but I also think it's really complicated because this, I think there's 7 million, like, businesses on TikTok, and the amount of those businesses that rely on it are probably small, but still, like, even thousands of businesses, that's very substantial for most people's livelihoods and stuff like that. So I think it's really hard because TikTok, it's not just, like, a social media app anymore where people just go on and look at 30-second videos, right? It's evolved into more of that where people actually like, as stupid as it is, like, they have those live streams, right, where they're making money off of that and stuff like that. And although monetization is hard on a platform like TikTok, it does affect a lot of people. So I think now that that's in play and, like, the TikTok shop and all that's happening, I think it's going to be a lot harder for it to pass just because of all the problems that it could cause. But also I think that with the national security and stuff like that, I'm not exactly sure how that has played out and the details of it. But I think at the same time, that if that is a concern and if it is becoming more prevalent now, where that is more of an issue, I do think there does definitely need to be some measures that we should look at to address it. And I'm not sure if an outright ban would be the right way to do that. But I think that at least looking at TikTok critically and their privacy and user privacy and stuff like that is important. And I'm not sure how it could pass. What I expect is that I don't think it'll be outright banned. I think that it'll either be sold or like some new regulations will go in place to, it's Byte Selfing, like the Chinese company that like manages it, to, you know, add some regulations to help protect user security and stuff like that, because that's the main problems that I've heard people voicing with TikTok. And I'm doing some sustainability like campaigning at the Capitol and stuff like that, and just if like TikTok is just like such a great way to get initial viewership for your account and stuff like that, because if Instagram Reels and stuff like that, it's hard, like, for algorithm, it doesn't really support small creators in the way TikTok does.
Yeah, I know a big point that some people have made is that perhaps TikTok isn't all that different from other social media companies. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I do. I think I would disagree. I think it is really different, and originally, I think that would be a good case to make, but their algorithm, the way they like address users, I think is so much different, and the amount of people it has been able to reach from different countries, different backgrounds, and just like different things. Like, I can go on TikTok and I can see JoJo Siwa's new music video. I could go and I could see someone making ceramics. I could see like an aerospace engineer, a neurosurgeon, all making content about their jobs and careers, or just some little kid like doing something. So I think the variety of content is really unparalleled. And I also, the main thing that I think differentiates it is all the different modes that TikTok has. Like, you have TikTok Shop, you have ads, you have users, you have short videos, you can have 10-minute videos.
And so you think all, sort of all these different aspects are what helps drive its, like widespread popularity?
Yeah, I do. I think, honestly, like, I was, like, in back, like, when it first came out, I would, like, make fun of my friends for having it and be like, it's just, like, people online dancing, like, oh, I don't want to see that. And then I think that was, like, definitely my initial perception for, like, a year. And then I got it and I was like, this is so weird. Like, there's, like, everything on here. Like, my little sister's using this, and then I'm using it, and then, like, adults are using it.
As Morris mentioned earlier, he helps run social media for a group that does sustainability campaigning at the Capitol. He's found TikTok to be a powerful tool.
We're interviewing local legislators, local activists, local business owners, and stuff like that, and trying to get their views on it, and then using TikTok as a way to provide that content and that information to the general public in an easy to digest and fast format way, and then in hopes that we will eventually get them to go and look into it more themselves or spawn an interest in some individuals to contact their local legislators and support these bills that the organization is trying to pass.
So I guess we've talked about a lot of the positives about TikTok, but I think especially for like high schoolers on TikTok, like people sort of push off the danger that it could pose. Like, I don't want to say that it's like extremely dangerous, but I mean, I think like it's not as if, you know, the government is just completely in the wrong. So what do you think about sort of the, what you were talking about earlier, like the danger it could pose to like national security?
Certainly. So I'll get to national security in a second, but I think a lot of the things that I've heard people saying, and I definitely have seen, is a prioritization of certain content over others, especially when it comes to political spectrum. I think that a big point, I'm not going to take a stance on it, but I think that a big point is that they've been pushing a lot of pro-Palestinian content and putting away pro-Israeli content, and that the algorithm kind of like favors one over the other. So that's an argument that I've heard. And I think that's definitely dangerous to a very, what's the word? Like, influenceable audience with teenagers and young people and stuff like that, where they really could get into something that's just completely false news. And it's not just the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, it extends to other issues, because I think that a lot of teenagers use it as almost a news outlet, and that they get their information about what's happening in the world from TikTok. So I think when you give that power to a company that's may not have a best interest in heart, or a country that has historically been at has had tensions with the U.S., I think that could be dangerous. So that impact on an influential or an influenceable audience, I don't even know if that's a word, but you know what I mean. And then for national security, again, I'm not sure about the intricacies of it, but I think that if it could be collecting user data and giving that to the Chinese government and stuff like that, I think that that is definitely something that should be regulated. And I'm not sure if an outright ban is necessarily the right decision, but I do definitely think it needs to be examined. I think there are a lot of, user security concerns that should be raised and should be addressed. And again, if that means selling it to a U.S. company, banning TikTok, or adding regulations, I think all should be considered. And then whatever yields most popular with the general public and representatives and stuff like that should be implemented.
Sort of moving back to what you were talking about, TikTok's ability to influence. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the last election and politics have shown that social media can play a big influence. So how do you think TikTok could play a part in that, especially in an upcoming election?
Yeah, well, I've seen a lot of, not a lot of presidential candidates, but I've seen some presidential candidates on TikTok, and some I was going to say legislators and politicians, but everyone in the government using it as a way to promote their campaign. One example of this is Marianne Williamson, something like that. She definitely used it and was trying to, entertain a predominantly Gen Z audience by saying things that would resonate with them. And whether or not she actually means that, I'm not sure. But I think that these candidates and these campaigns that are using TikTok kind of as a way to garner that support from younger audiences definitely could be a way that they can influence it for better or for worse. I think that's also something you need to be careful of, right? Because TikTok's not it's kind of Wikipedia, not really, but with information, it's not regulated. You can post what you want, say what you want. Whether or not that's true is totally up to you. So just really being careful with what you see on TikTok and how you interpret that, I think, is a big thing. Because you're right, when it comes to influence and stuff like that, social media definitely does have a big presence. And like I mentioned earlier, I think that a lot of teenagers in particular have social media and TikTok as a primary source of getting their news and information. I think it does have a big ability to influence elections.
From a beloved relaxation tool to a highly influential platform to a potential issue of national security, TikTok is complicated. Although there are many unknowns, one thing's for sure. A TikTok ban would have a powerful impact on its 150 million American users.